Greg Zorn looks a lot better today.
Yes. Yes.
He's transitioning.
Yep. Kristen McQuarrie is here filling in for Eric Zorn. Kristen, of course, of the Chicago Tribune. Kristen, how are you? Thanks for coming
up. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
All right. A couple of things. Thing number one, Wendy and I touched on this at the beginning of the show just a little bit. We saved most of it for you. It was a very controversial weekend in terms of President Trump and organized sports, not just the NFL, but other sports have also weighed in on this. Baseball to some extent, racing, auto racing, NASCAR. To some extent. Yeah. So what do you make of all this, of what's going on? And you can give a little background if people don't know what we're referring to.
Oh, I bet everybody does. It was Trump, of course, over the weekend kind of ginned this up, going after NFL players, calling them SOBs, mm-hmm. saying they should be fired if they knelt during the national anthem during all the football games on Sunday. So then it was just a matter of who was going to do it and who wasn't. And, of course, the Bears played the Steelers, and the Steelers all stayed in the locker room except for one player. So I think this is really – it's becoming such a hot-button issue because you are combining – Trump, mm-hmm. who's controversial by himself, the mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter movement, which is how Colin Kaepernick began this whole kneeling during the national anthem in 2016, by the way, when Obama was still in office. But so you've got Black Lives Matter. You've got people who consider the flag and the anthem to be sacred. Mm-hmm. They've lost family members overseas. They find any like flag burning or protesting at military funerals. This is commensurate to that, you know, deciding to not stand and put your hand on your heart during the anthem. So it's just very personal. It's really emotional. You blend all of this together, and so everybody has an opinion about what happened and what should happen.
What do you make of this? Trump said that this is not racial, that this is out of disrespect for the country and for the flag, but it is racial. It started out racial anyway, and then it became something else.
It did. I mean, I think it's still racial. I think Colin Kaepernick, his issue was with specific police shootings.
Yeah.
Now, some of those, a couple of shootings that he cited when he decided to take a knee, well, first he sat on the bench, then he took a knee. Those were actually black. One of them, at least, was a black officer who killed a black citizen. But still, he felt that this was not a time to be standing up and praising our country. The players who all took a knee on Sunday, some of them were interviewed, and they wanted to stand by him, first of all, because he's sort of been blacklisted from the NFL. He's now a free agent. No one's picking him up.
And no one will, I don't think.
No one will. But, you know, we can talk about that more, too. But actions do have consequences. And if you're going to do something that controversial, there are consequences to that. The players on Sunday, most of them just talked about equality. The need for equality in this country, we're not there yet. And so as a group, I think about 20% of them team-wide either didn't participate or took a knee. Even some of the singers of the national anthem you saw knelt afterward. So they were booed. I heard at Soldier Field, named for soldiers,
yes,
that even Steeler fans were really embarrassed and rooting for the Bears when they at least got the first touchdown. That's what I heard.
I wonder if Donald Trump hadn't tweeted out the SOB stuff, if the Steelers would have come out on the field, because in my opinion, they were guests at our house. And if they want to do that at their own stadium, that's their own business. But all of a sudden, timing was of the essence because of this tweet.
Right. And so it almost turned more into this is why it's so confusing. So they stayed in the locker room as a protest more to Trump, I think, really, than the anthem or the flag or what the ideals of America, which is really what the anthem is about. And by staying in the locker room, they're allowed to do that. They're allowed to express their First Amendment rights because we live in this wonderful country of the right. United States of America. So it's just kind of a convoluted position to be taking. And, of course, Trump was saying, if you see this happen, get up and leave. He wanted the NFL to fire players. I mean, but to me, again, this is like typical Trump. He weighs in on everything. Why this particular issue, I think NFL players felt personally attacked. And he did, you know, he called some of them out by name, but called them SOBs. But to me, again, this is just Trump being bombastic. And there's a bigger issue here that this country needs to address.
So at a time where maybe his focus could have been on health care and maybe could have been about a potential conflict with North Korea, he was
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, certainly. Mm-hmm. But he spent the time worrying about whether or not NFL players should be fired or penalized for not standing during the national
anthem. He knew it was going to set off a huge storm. Of course he did. And I mean, Obama weighed in too. When Obama was president, Colin Kaepernick took the knee, and there was a lot of controversy about that. So the fact that he weighed in is not terribly surprising, given that A, it's Trump, he is the president, and the previous president weighed in also.
Sure.
But as Trump tends to be, he is bombastic. He is not artful in the way he speaks. He tries to rile his base. This was just a gasoline fire waiting for a match, and he became the match.
So NASCAR's stance on this was, if you don't stand during the national anthem and salute the flag, that you'll get fired.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
So why does NASCAR take a different stance than the NFL, do you think?
I think NASCAR's had a chance to reflect on how this is affecting the NFL. The NFL is suffering because of Colin Kaepernick.
It really
and
is.
Things that people, you know, it's not just the kneeling on Sunday. It's all the talk radio and the sports radio and all of these the sports world weighing in on politics. Personally, I think that these are private organizations, and just like I work for the Tribune,
yeah.
If I can express my First Amendment rights, sure. I can say what I want, but there are repercussions to that. And the NFL is a private organization. NASCAR is a private organization. If you don't want to race for NASCAR because you don't want to stand for the national anthem, then you don't have to. You can go find a job elsewhere.
But let me prove to you, Donald Trump says this isn't about race, but I'll prove right now that it is about race. The NFL is far more diverse in its players and its coaches than NASCAR is, far more. So don't you think that enters into it to some extent?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think the National Football League, because of Colin Kaepernick, has taken on this cause first. They have been the most vocal and out there about it. And if you oppose or you find it offensive or you reject the idea that they are, you know, harming America and unpatriotic and that you're not supporting our military, is one of the most diverse institutions
sure.
in this country. So I don't necessarily think you can make that straight line. Because people who are offended by this come from all races. I mean, the Steelers player who stood outside is of Spanish descent. His parents mm-hmm. were both, I think, from Spain. You are supporting the military, and the military is extremely, extremely mm-hmm. diverse. It's one of the few institutions that kind of cuts through race, class. So I don't think there's a straight line there.
And I want to mention his name, Alejandro Villanueva.
Correct.
He's the one. I just want to give him some credit. I like that he did that. I like people respecting the flag and the anthem. I do. But I understand the right of people to do what they want. I've never been in the service. I have a cousin who was in the service, and I just want to read what he wrote on Facebook. I was a soldier for 10 years and have friends that have given their all for our nation, a nation I love. If some people kneel during the national anthem because they think it will help bring attention to racial injustice, I don't understand how that disrespects our flag or our brothers and sisters that gave all. Be honest, how many people at home use the national anthem as a bathroom break or a time to refill the drink? Is that disrespecting our flag? I wouldn't have chosen to do what Kaepernick did, but it was a pretty darn effective way of starting a national conversation. Mm-hmm. And I commended my cousin for posting that.
Right. No, it's true. We're all offended about somebody taking a knee. I'm late to the White Sox game every, you know, I miss the anthem. Now, when I'm there, I do stop, walk over, find the flag, put my hand on it.
I do too.
I don't think it's too much to ask as an American to do that. I respect the rights of other people to protest, but like I said earlier, there are consequences for your actions, and that you can kneel, but you're going to get some pushback.
Don't you think the majority of these players have strong feelings on both sides? Yeah, they love the country and they love the flag and they know what the flag represents and they know what the national anthem represents. But at the same time, they're not happy with the way things are going in the country. So you're straddling a fence to some extent.
Sure. I mean, a lot of them have very different life experiences than
yep.
I do. So yep. So I understand that. That's what I mean. Like when they're kneeling, this wasn't really about necessarily the anthem or even...
They're not hating the country. They're not hating the
but
flag.
But I wish they
hating...
would have found a different time to do it instead of at the anthem. I know, where do you go that's going to get this attention? But I wish, like, I don't know, there was a moment... of silence after the anthem where they could kneel down and show their displeasure of the way the racial injustice is.
And now a moment of displeasure.
Well, you know what I mean? I know Gillette. That it couldn't happen that way, but I just wish there would have been a different
way. A nicer
way. A way that wouldn't be against the national anthem.
Right. I mean, I'm with you. I find the anthem to be, you know, sacred. I do.
And I still cry when I hear it.
I do too. When the vets walk down a parade route and I'm at some little suburb watching a parade, I get very emotional.
Every time.
So I'm bringing that baggage with me to this moment as well, just like other people who've had different life experiences are bringing their baggage to that moment.
I cry at every parade when I do. You're laughing at me.
I know you do. I've seen you do it.
I really do. When I see that flag, I cry. Yeah.
Well, I also, so my dad is very involved in mission relief in Haiti. He's in Haiti right now. And I went to Haiti with him 2 years ago. And so just to see the different experiences that people have on this planet, the fact that you're born in the United States is really a gift. We don't wake up having to suffer the way that other people suffer. And so that just being born here, I think is something to be grateful for. So I have a hard time, even with these NFL players and whatever life experiences they've had, which I'm sure have been, you know, more difficult. They are now in the NFL. They are getting paid multi-million dollar contracts. And just a moment of reflection is, I think, what some of us are all we're asking
for. I bet in Haiti they can't believe that this is bothering, that this is even a topic in the United States. Whether or not guys are standing or sitting or kneeling during the national anthem.
No, I mean they don't have electricity in Haiti.
Right.
They don't have running water. They don't have a government that can provide them anything, safety, garbage removal, nothing. They wake up every morning trying to figure out how they're going to eat and get clean water, you know, to their kids. So that weighs in. That again, when I talk about, that's the baggage that I bring to this moment too. But and the flag, people around the world, they appreciate our flag. You know, I read a lot from a couple Syrian refugees when we first did not go in and protect Syria, and how they were waiting for troops and they were waiting for the flag and they were waiting for some sort of intervention from us, and it never came. So stomping on the flag is, you know, and also grade school. I don't know if your grade school was, you did the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Right.
You learned how to care for the flag. You know how you
the
fold
folding,
it.
Yeah.
Can't touch the ground.
Right. It was just, it's ingrained in us.
Right.
So it's kind of counterintuitive to see it.
And real quickly, somebody said you're not saying the other side of it. I did with my cousin being a veteran. And the very first time this came up with Colin Kaepernick, there were vets that were calling saying, I don't know that I love it, but it's not disrespectful. I fought for the freedom to do what you want as well.
Catcher with the Oakland A's comes from a military family. He was the first baseball player to take a knee the other day. And he said, my whole family is involved in the military. Nobody understands this more than me, but we need to recognize that everybody's not being treated equal in the country right now.
I completely agree, and I think that's a point that gets lost. I think what these players are doing is also very American.
Yeah.
But they are allowed to do it because of the freedoms and the protections that the military have offered us. That you can't, in another country, you disrespect your president, you disrespect your flag.
They'll
cut your head off. So I agree with the callers too. What they're doing is very American. They're expressing themselves. It's protected. But if you're going to take a stand like that, there will be pushback.
No doubt about it. Chris McQuarrie is here from the Chicago Tribune. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Chris McQuarrie is here from the Chicago Tribune, and we're talking about the big controversy over the weekend. Donald Trump calling the NFL players out, calling them some very nasty names and saying they should be fired or penalized for their actions.
SOB and Colin Kaepernick's mother tweeted out, then that makes me a very proud B. And put the whole word out there. Hmm. Some calls here. Jan wants to jump in. Hi, Jan. We're talking with Kristen McQuarrie.
My first point is you should read an article that an ESPN writer wrote about why do we sing the national anthem? And I think then you'll get some facts about it, and it's not all this patriotic stuff that we're talking about. And I'm about as straight air and about as patriotic as there is, but if you listen to those last two lines, the home of the brave and the land of the brave or the home of the free or whatever, it's absolutely brave to put your knee down. It's really brave. It's brave for me to call into this radio station. It's brave for me to write an article to the newspaper. And, yes, in other countries you might get killed because of putting a knee down. But in here you are, you're called the son of a what by the so-called president of the United States. So I admire these people. I mean, I've stood and I've put my hand over my heart for my whole life, and I taught in the public schools, and we said the Pledge of Allegiance, which kind of irked me. But anyway, I'm ready to take a knee. I'm ready to take a knee because these men who are black primarily know that it's much less than taking a knee that will get them killed in the United States of America. So don't tell me that everybody is equal and everybody is free and everybody whatever. It's not true.
Jan,
read the article. Read the ESPN article.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jan. We'll find it.
We got to get this last one in. I know we're low on time here, but Bob, go ahead real quickly.
Hey, first off, I am a veteran, and I did put on the uniform for the freedom of these people to do whatever they want. Number two, my point is that blaming these people for being unpatriotic because they didn't take a knee for the flag is kind of like blaming the bus for Rosa Parks sitting in the back of it.
Brilliant.
That
what
really
a perfect
is.
Comparison.
Perfect.
Thanks, Bob, for the call and for your service. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's totally true. And I've heard these stories about the national anthem. Read up on the lyrics and stuff because it really isn't 100%
what we
expect
is. We're projecting all of this onto it. And actually, the whole anthem never gets completely sung. There are a lot more lyrics than what we actually hear. All good points from
and
your
several
callers.
People have said, when you think about it, that pose, the kneeling pose, in religion is you're paying tribute, but in this particular instance, it's defiance. It's almost the opposite of what we know that pose, that kneeling stance to be.
Right.
Isn't that strange?
And I hadn't realized this, but Colin Kaepernick initially just stayed on the bench.
Right.
And then when he got so much heat, then he knelt because he thought, I'm actually honoring service members by doing this, but I'm still rejecting what I believe to be, you know, the problems in our country.
Yeah, yep. Kristen McCreary.
What a country.
What a country. So true, Yakov Wendyoff. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what Steve has. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
Thanks
it. Read Kristen in the Chicago Tribune, of course. More after this. It's WGN.